This past week's death of a Baltimore Orioles baseball pitcher leaves many people wondering about an herbal supplement that many Americans use. Pitcher Steve Beckler was 23 years old, overweight, and apparently in a hurry to get in shape. Medical examiner says Beckler took weight loss pills that contained the herb ephedra. He says the pills probably contributed to Beckler's death this week of heat stroke and multiple organ failure. Now, ephedra supplements have been implicated in deaths, heart attacks, and strokes before. And in a moment, we'll talk about some efforts to ban the use of ephedra. But first, we're joined by NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman. Tom, first, the obvious question, do we know for a fact that ephedra played a role in this man's death?
We don't, Steve, and it's important to remember when framing this current debate, the medical examiner emphasized he was drawing preliminary conclusions after he completed Steve Beckler's autopsy. The examiner said he had reliable information that Beckler was taking an over-the-counter weight loss supplement containing the stimulant ephedra, as you said, but there's no factual evidence until the final toxicology results are released, and that'll be probably 10 days to 2 weeks.
And before we hang any political cause on any particular death, I suppose we have to get a few more details of it. What kind of treatment did Beckler receive after he got sick?
Team officials say the trainers and doctors responded appropriately when he got sick. According to the medical examiner, they applied ice packs to Beckler's neck and they put cold wet towels on his arms before rushing him to the hospital. When he got to the hospital, his temperature was 106 and it rose to 108 degrees at one point after that. Now, I should say that regardless of the factors that led to Beckler's heat stroke, several experts in the field of heat and hydration told me that heat stroke doesn't have to be lethal if you immerse the person as quickly as possible in a cold water bath. Now, according to some football officials I talked to, these baths are a common sight on football sidelines during training. The Orioles did not have any of these, but then again, baseball has never had a heat stroke death before this, and the regimen at spring training is less severe than the summer workouts in pro football, where the players are wearing pads and helmets, and the drills are much more intense.
This must be prompting a lot of conversation among Major League Baseball players and owners.
Certainly is. Some players have said they're going to stop using dietary supplements. Some say there should be a ban. Interestingly, even some teammates of Steve Beckler say they're not going to change their attitudes about this stuff. Baltimore second baseman Jerry Hairston says he uses ephedra sometimes to boost energy, and he's quoted in the Washington Post as saying, "You have to know your own body, what you can and can't do. Beckler's death is a tragic thing, but it's like alcohol. It's legal, but you have to know how to use it or it can be dangerous."
You mentioned a possible ban. Any chance that would happen?
Well, Friday, union head Donald Fear said the union was not prepared to take a stand on whether ephedra should be banned, and he also said that he wasn't going to issue any health advisories to players about supplements. At this point, they, like everyone else, are waiting for the final autopsy results. Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig also said on Friday that owners are prepared to meet with the union to talk about ephedra, and I should also mention quickly that Selig is facing a March 1st deadline from Congressman Henry Waxman, who sent a letter asking for answers as to why baseball doesn't ban ephedra.
NPR's Tom Goldman. Tom, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
Professional athletes are not the only ones who've allegedly been taking this herbal supplement known as ephedra. And joining us now is NPR's Snigdha Prakash, who's been following this controversy for some time. Snigdha, who uses this stuff anyway?
If you go to a gym, you probably know many people who use it. The very young, the middle-aged, couch potatoes, exercise nuts. I mean, I've talked to many people who take it just before they exercise so they can lift weights or run on the treadmill for hours at a time without getting tired. It's very easy to buy. You can get it at the gym. You can get it at health food stores. You can get it at the gas station and, you know, pop a couple of pills, drink a sports drink, and you're ready to go.
This is a supplement that has raised concerns for years, hasn't it?
Yes, it has, Steve. Just last summer, for example, the biggest company in the ephedra supplement business, San Diego-based Metabolife, turned over 14,000 consumer health complaints to the Food and Drug Administration. Those complaints included reports of 3 deaths, 20 heart attacks, 24 strokes, all serious stuff. Earlier this month, a paper in the Annals of Internal Medicine concluded that ephedra supplements were the riskiest dietary supplements on the market.
Well, why hasn't the FDA pulled the supplements off the market?
Well, the active ingredient in these supplements is a chemical called ephedrine. It's derived from ephedra, which is an herb, so the government classifies these supplements as foods. That means the Food and Drug Administration doesn't regulate them as heavily as it would regulate drugs. And the FDA has to meet a very high standard if it wants to ban a supplement, a much higher standard than it would have to meet if it wanted to ban a drug. Now, having said that, Steve, there are many who believe that the FDA does have the authority to ban ephedra supplements, though a ban probably would provoke a lawsuit by the ephedra industry. These critics believe that the reason the government hasn't acted is that ephedra makers have given too much money, too many campaign contributions to Republicans and Democrats, so that there's no will in Congress to strengthen the law, and the FDA is looking the other way.
So do the politics of this change at all, or public attitudes toward this supplement change at all after a death like this, a much publicized death?
It's very hard to say. The FDA commissioner, Mark McClellan, told reporters this week that his agency's investigators are working with the Florida medical examiner who is looking into Beckler's death. He said that he was particularly concerned about the use of ephedra supplements in sports and that the agency would consider a ban. The word on Capitol Hill is that the administration is divided on the issue, with some, such as McClellan's boss, Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson, being embarrassed that the government hasn't done anything, and others who are resolute that the government should just keep its hands off. Congress could change all that, but so far there's no sign that it will.
NPR's Snigdha Prakash. Snigdha, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.